On the one hand, we're immersed in the here and now. We have no choice. We go from minute to minute, hour to hour, task to task. It's our daily routine. But then something else happens. We stop and we contemplate and we look at the whole picture, like that one bird perching on that naked, leafless branch. And everything somehow is pulled together. The whole of our life is laid out in front of us, and with it, the entirety of human society. And if we're very, very lucky, it all adds up. The whole human condition, and our particular, special, little place inside it.
Bruegel was an encyclopedist of the human comedy. And as we cross the frozen pond, we find, for me, one of the most unforgettable characters in all of European art. A tiny, stooped figure, an old woman, bent with the burden of branches, meant for fuel or thatching, plodding home to her winter hearth, the prospect of which makes that burden just about bearable. It's a lesson in the perseverance of the poor, for what alternative does she really have? Through these landscape paintings, what Bruegel is really doing is offering us a profound glimpse not into the natural world, but into the human condition. Bruegel died in 1569, spared the worst of a war for religious and local liberty in the Netherlands. He couldn't know it would last for 80 years, but he evidently feared the worst. A painting pretending to be a biblical massacre of the innocents is done in contemporary dress, with a documentary awareness of what was in store for those country folk when Spanish troops arrived.